Hi, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is sponsored by Doris Emick to share God's Word. Because today is the Feast of the Holy Trinity, today we will be reading the Athanasian Creed. Whoever desires to be saved must above all hold the Catholic faith. Whoever does not keep it whole and undefiled will without doubt perish eternally. And the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the substance. For the Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Holy Spirit is another. But the Godhead of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit is one, the glory equal, the majesty coeternal. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit. The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, the Holy Spirit uncreated. The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal. And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal, just as there are not three uncreated or three infinites, but one uncreated and one infinite. In the same way the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, the Holy Spirit almighty, and yet there are not three almighties, but one almighty. So the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, and yet there are not three gods, but one God. So the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, the Holy Spirit is Lord. And yet there are not three Lords, but one Lord. Just as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord, so also are we prohibited by the Catholic religion to say that there are three gods or lords. The Father is not made, nor created, nor begotten by anyone. The Son is neither made nor created, but begotten of the Father alone. The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding. Thus there is one Father, not three fathers, one Father, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits. And in this Trinity none is before or after another, none is greater or less than another. But the whole three persons are co-eternal with each other and co-equal, so that in all things, as has been stated above, the Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity is to be worshipped. Therefore, whoever desires to be saved must think thus about the Trinity. But it is also necessary for everlasting salvation that one faithfully believe the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore it is the right faith that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is at the same time both God and man. He is God, begotten from the substance of the Father before all ages, and he is man, born from the substance of his mother in this age. Perfect God and perfect man, composed of a rational soul and human flesh, equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, less than the Father with respect to his humanity. Although he is God and man, he is not two but one Christ. One, however, not by the conversion of the divinity into flesh, but by the assumption of the humanity into God. One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person. For as the rational soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ, who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the living and the dead. At his coming, all people will rise again with their bodies and give an account concerning their own deeds. And those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire. This is the Catholic faith. Whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I know the words from the Athanasian Creed might seem a bit long-winded, and maybe they are just a bit confusing sometimes. It seems like it's very repetitive, and it's a little bit difficult to understand. But these words are actually very important. This is why we confess them still to this day. Now, the Athanasian Creed, it gets its name from a church father named Athanasius. Now, Athanasius didn't write this. Athanasius lived in the 4th century, and he was an opponent to a man called Arius. Arius was a heretic who believed that there was a time when Jesus was not. Okay, so he believed that Jesus was not truly and fully God. Okay, so in the year 325, the church responded decisively against Arius' false teachings. And that's why we have the Nicene Creed now. It confesses that Jesus is true God. Well, in time, this heresy of Arianism continued. And so the church, throughout the first few centuries, had to keep fighting this again and again and again. And so the Athanasian Creed confesses it even more firmly, even more clearly than the other creeds, because it is very repetitive. It is very precise. And that's exactly what this repetition is meant to do, is to show precision. And so in the Athanasian Creed, we hear some very important things at the beginning and at the end. Whoever desires to be saved must, above all, hold the Catholic faith. Okay? And whoever does not keep it whole and undefiled will, without doubt, perish eternally. And then again, at the end of the Athanasian Creed, it says, this is the Catholic faith. Whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved. Okay, so the Athanasian Creed, it teaches about the very things we must know in order to be saved. Right? So if it is a little bit difficult to understand, that's okay, because the things the Athanasian Creed speaks about are the most important things in all the world. And so if it takes a little bit of time to understand what it is saying, that's okay. It's worth the time. You know, we spend all sorts of times doing things that aren't even important whatsoever, right? How much time do we spend watching TV or staring at our phones today or doing any number, reading something that just doesn't matter at all, right? That's wasted time. And so studying the Athanasian Creed, reading it again and again, meditating on these words, this is not wasted time in the least. And so the Athanasian Creed, it says, we must hold the Catholic faith. And then this is important too. So when a lot of us hear the word Catholic, we probably think of that denomination called the Roman Catholic Church. So this isn't talking about that particular church body. Rather, when it talks about the word Catholic, it's referring to the whole church. That's what the word Catholic means. So in order to be a Christian, broadly speaking, in order to be considered a Christian, regardless of our various differences among our different denominations, in order to be a Christian, the most basic belief a Christian must have is that we worship one God in Trinity. That we worship the triune God. And we believe that there is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Not as if there are three gods, but there is one God, right? Trinity in unity. We confess our faith that there is one true God. Now you might think, well, this seems obvious. Everybody believes this. Not so. Right? There are, here, just in Minnesota, right? There are a lot of Muslims who live here now. Muslims do not believe in a triune God. They worship Allah. They say that God is one. They're very explicit about it, that they believe God is not triune. God is not three persons. They believe that Jesus is real, but they don't believe that he is God. They don't believe that he is divine. They don't believe that he is the second person of the Trinity. Okay, so those are our neighbors now. These are the people that live next to us. And we need to be able to clearly defend our faith. Because if there are people who believe things other than what we do, we can be assured that they are going to be talking to us in order to try to convert us. And if we do love our neighbor, we should want them also to believe the Catholic faith. Because we do not want them to perish eternally, but we want them to be saved eternally. And so it is good for us to keep this clear in our minds, that there is one God in Trinity. There is one God in Trinity. We worship one God, not three gods. And within the Trinity, there are some distinctions, and yet there are also things in which all of them are co-equal, right? The Godhead of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Spirit is one. The glory equal, the majesty co-eternal. All are uncreated. All are infinite. All are eternal, and yet there are not three eternals. There are not three uncreateds. There are not three infinites. There's one God, three persons. And so the Father is almighty, the Son is almighty, the Holy Spirit is almighty. We have one God, and there are three persons. But they are not all identical. They're not identical. Though there is one God, we don't have three gods. We don't have three lords. We have one God. They're not all identical. Right? The Father, he's not made, nor created, nor begotten. The Son is neither made nor created, but he is begotten of the Father alone. That's a distinction. The Son is not created, he is eternal, but he is begotten of the Father. And the Holy Spirit, he's not made, he's not created, he's not begotten, but he is proceeding. He is proceeding from the Father and from the Son. He's proceeding. And so there is a distinction there. The three persons are co-eternal with each other, they are co-equal. And therefore, whenever the Trinity is worshipped, whenever we worship God, we are worshipping the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's also important that we remember the Incarnation, which is why the Athanasian Creed speaks about this, that our Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he is at the same time both God and man. He's of the same substance of the Father before all ages. He's perfect God, and he is also born from the same substance of his mother, the Virgin Mary, and he is perfect man. He's a rational soul, and he is human flesh. And he is equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, but he is less than the Father with respect to his humanity. He is God and man, but he's not two, but he's one Christ. And our Lord Jesus Christ, these things matter because our Lord Jesus Christ, by being divine, it means he is eternal, and his blood that is shed for us forever forgives our sins. And because he is human, therefore he can die, he can be crucified, but he is eternal. These things are mysterious, and they're perhaps hard to understand. And yet, by meditating on these things, at least just for a little bit on occasion, it helps us to understand who our God is and what it is that He has done for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope you enjoyed this devotion of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. God bless you.